This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up? Happy Wednesday morning. If you haven't already, do me a favor. Do me a solid. Help your boy out and leave us a review on podcasts or Spotify. We record these every single day. And the point of this show is really just to inspire you and to lift you up. I want to pump great material like this into the world. I think that part of the secret of us being able to advance and you being able to hit your goals is we all got to win together. There's no point winning alone if you get to the top by yourself. So, we don't monetize the show, but I do ask that if you are participating and you listen to them consistently, leave us a review so that other people can see that it is worth their time as well to listen to. Let's talk about real quick. You can literally imagine this idea of winning in life is most oftentimes comprised of winning little moments again and again and again on top of each other that turn into big moments. My favorite coach of all time is Nick Saban. He coached at LSU. His first championship was at LSU. Then he went to Alabama because he's a traitor. And whatever. I grew up in Louisiana. I don't like Alabama, but whatever. Nick Saban is the winningest or has the most championships in college football history. And one of the things he says, I teach my team to not be obsessed with winning the championship. I teach them to win the play. If you can win the play and you can win more plays than the other team, then you win more downs. And if you win more downs, then you'll probably win the quarter. If you win more quarters than the other team, you'll probably win the half. And if you win more halves, you'll win the game. And if you win more games than anybody else, then you'll ultimately win the championship. What's he doing? Well, he's productizing up the process of winning into little moments. And we see sometimes, I think if you're anything like me, you probably do the same thing. I'll see people speaking on a stage, having their moments, and they have this culmination event where all of a sudden the world sees them in a different light at a different level. And I wonder, man, I wonder what it took for them to get there. I wonder what it would take for me to get there. And the answer is simple in every single case. You have to win on Monday morning. That's it. Then you have to win on Tuesday morning. And then you have to win more Mondays than anybody else. And ultimately, when you get to this point, you are able to look back on your life, a season, a pattern of winning emerges, and people begin to recognize you. That's all I got. Love you. Bye.